All right, let's roll.
We'll be able to talk about your anticipated transition. I'm just looking at this letter right now.
Okay.
What's the appropriate time within this meeting to discuss the transition issue?
Well, it's manager's time right now, I guess, Mr. Chair. Wherever you want us.
Is there anything in there as far as personnel that needs to be in closed session?
I think it should be closed session in general.
As much as we're talking about employees, and that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just for my own.
I guess you could finish this up and then go closed if you like.
All right, let's roll on the budget, on the action items then. So any discussion or action on the 2018 budget as proposed?
Just FYI, I included the budget and the rate increase in one resolution.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have it in here?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where it was.
So I move that we adopt the 2018 budget as modified and adopt the rate increase as proposed. Is that sufficient?
Mm-hmm. And then a second?
Oh, there it is.
Second.
No, I
can't tell if you're thinking or
no,
just waiting.
I don't plan on seconding that, but I have a reason for that.
Well, sure.
I'm going to just push back. I think with regards to the rate increase, I'm really concerned about our capital expenditures. Because I think there needs, and I by no means want this communicated as I'm not supporting the work that you've done and Zions have done on this. I don't know how to do it. I have concern that we're going to be short. Mm-hmm. And so that's just my, but if that's the best recommendations so far, what I would like to do is have someone else second it, and then I'll be vocal. It doesn't have to have a majority vote. So I may be wrong here how I'm thinking about that, but I'm...
Or call Jennifer.
You can't second it?
Or make another proposal. I mean, what's your other proposal? Just that you're going to vote against it regardless, or do you have a...
Yeah, that was my thing. I thought if somebody else seconded it, that it would still pass, but not by a majority. Maybe that's being petty.
But not by a what?
Majority, I'm sorry. Does it have to pass by a majority vote or by...
Yes.
Excuse me. Not by a unanimous, wrong word.
That does not need to be unanimous.
Wrong word.
I guess where I would like to see us go here is you always have the opportunity to vote against a budget, but I'd like to see us vote on a budget that we can approve. Is there something in here that you would like to change in order to get to a point that we can vote for a budget, that you can vote affirmatively for a budget? And if so, what would that be?
I don't know that I possess the background enough to have or what those rates would be. To maybe at least double that $45,000. One. The second thing is I don't have a strong level of comfort that we're going to right now be able to collect all of our past due notices, and I've heard in this discussion that it's important that we, our AR is kept current, and right now we don't have a current AR, and what's been identified is that there are capital things that are already slated to be improved, and if we have any problems operationally speaking, we're going to be over budgeting that line item. I'm just trying to be responsible. I can support the budget as it was read. It can be anyone that can vote it. I just don't know that it would be responsible for this board to show that it was a unanimous approval of the budget. And it's because it's not that I'm not in favor of the rate hike. We've got to make sure we have enough funds to cover our expenses. And how do you know what those are going to be in the future? So just philosophically speaking, I may be off here, but I'm just going by what I feel.
Let me just, Mr. Chairman, if I may, share a few things with you about that. I agree with you, and I didn't like doing what I had to do. To give you an idea, if you were to up your capital facilities costs by $40,000, it would increase rates by approximately $550 per month, just for $45,000, because of the denominator, okay? But let me share with you some soft spots in this budget that could maybe help us. Number one, once we get the annexation done, when does that...
Are you talking about the next phase that we're counting on doing?
The next phase and Sheep Creek. No, I'm talking about phase 1C that's not annexed right now. There's tax revenue from that, and then there's Sheep Creek. So when do we see that tax revenue? Not until next year. In 19. We won't see it paid till the end of 18, right?
Right.
Okay. So there are a couple hundred lots, roughly.
Both, yeah.
200 lots. Some are occupied, some are not. There's going to be a little more tax revenue, a little more there. Probably not $40,000, okay? I had allocated $35,000 per lift station in line number 77, sewer lift station operations, $35,000 for this year. I'm hoping that we won't quite need that. We spent 44 when we had the disaster blowout this last year. There might be a little...
We got our own truck and we got our own guy doing more work. That number right there could go down.
Yeah.
And we're not going to spend $30,000 in engineering right off the bat. And I think on the revenue side, quite honestly, I think we're going to see something happen in phase two. You know, they had an unveiling with a planning commission meeting that we weren't involved in which they began to describe what phase two would start to look like, despite the fact that they haven't sought fit to give us a concept letter. They've got some traction on phase two, actually.
They're doing something, but they're not talking yet.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is I see at least $40,000 slush.
Got it.
Gap. In positive, in our budget right now, I can see that much.
With that, just learning that, I'll second the motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you for time for explanation.
Any other questions or comments then on the motion with the budget or rate increase? Okay. We'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It passes. I appreciate your work on it, Paul. It's been difficult. I think Bob said it appropriately. It's not perfect, but it's the best we can do, I think, at this point. And it'll take some massaging as we go forward in the next year. We'll figure something out. Okay. All right. Discussion under action on the resolution for Sheep Creek Phase 4.
I move that we adopt the resolution for Sheep Creek Cluster Phase 4 annexation.
I can second that.
Okay, motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it passes. Item 16, discussion and action on approval of impact fee rate analysis, Zions Public Finance.
I move that we approve the impact fee rate analysis with Zions Public Finance.
I'll second that.
Second. Motion and a second on that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It passes. Item 17, discussion and action on the approval of CRS plat survey for Sheep Creek Phase 4 annexation.
I move that we approve CRS plat survey for Sheep Creek Phase 4 annexation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye. Do we have two ayes there? I didn't hear two.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any opposed? It passes as well. Item 18, discussion and action on the PMI Cobabe Trust water connection payment.
I'll move that one.
Good deal.
And second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? By the same sign. Okay, that passes. Treasurer's report. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, weren't we going to go into a private hearing for...
Yeah, that's after the treasurer's report on the agenda. It's on H.
I'm sorry. What? I didn't... Thank you.
It's all you.
It's a Monday. Okay. Did you want to go over the P&I, or do you want
the P&L?
P&L, excuse me.
Oh, I can.
Okay, I can. Either way. I'll do the balances real quick. Wells Fargo, this 89.5 that's in there right now was as of Friday, and that does include the 20 that they wired in. So the balance in that's roughly 90,000. And then right behind that, you got the PTIF, and right now the balance in there is 252. So that's where we stand with that, if you want to.
Yeah, this I'll say this is the year-end P&L, and you've heard me squealing, crying about, you know, how negative we were going to go this year. And fate smiled on us, gentlemen.
It always does.
And I will confess to you that I have an outside, our CRS's outside auditor looking at this right now, and he's gone through it, and Carrie and him need to do a little more massaging. There's a matter of maybe some double booking of deposits to the amount of about $1,200 that needs to still be reconciled by him, but everything else balances and closes out. So, and we've incorporated all the expenses that we can anticipate in this, have we not, Carrie,
mm-hmm.
in this one? So, well, we're not going to have any more, are we?
Not other that than, I'm aware of.
Other than paying Alita back and
yep, just
her blood
the ones
money.
We discussed today.
But so what we have here is we have under net operating, we have an actual of 370,000. I'm on the second page, top 370,752.54, and we have an income on the front page of 428,036. So a net operating of $57,000 plus for the year.
Thank you.
Cool. It's been rough. Okay, that's the report.
Do we need a motion on that? We don't, do we?
No, we don't need a motion.
You've been informed.
We've been informed. Perfect. Yeah. All right, now, Jim, to your item. You want to make that motion?
No, I just I'll, so move.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. By Bob to
close strategy session.
To go into a closed strategy session.
Second.
To discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right and any pending or reasonably imminent litigation. Roll call vote. Trustee Harvey.
Aye.
And Trustee Barron.
Aye.
Trustee Gibson votes aye. We're in closed session.